AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama has arrived in Anchorage for an historic three-day visit.
Welcome.
Later tonight, the president plans to give a speech on climate change. Before heading north to Alaska, Obama changed the name of Mount McKinley, the tallest peak in North America, to its native name of Denali. The decision delighted Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, but disappointed Ohio Governor John Kasich, who is running for the GOP presidential nomination.
For generations, Alaskans have known this majestic mountain as the Great One. Today, we're honored to be able to officially recognize the mountain as Denali.
You just don't go and do something like that. In Ohio, we felt it was appropriate. A guy saw that mountain when he was one of the first up there and named it after the president. No reason to change it.
While we're on the subject of changing names, a federal appeals court has ruled that a 6-foot statue known as Big Mountain Jesus can remain on U.S. Forest Service property in Montana.
The statue was erected on a ski slope in the Flathead National Forest in 1954 by the Knights of Columbus to honor World War II veterans who fought in the Alps. When the case was argued in July, U.S. Justice Department Attorney Joan Pepin said,
"It's just a beloved local quirky monument."
The government argued that Big Mountain Jesus has cultural and historical significance for veterans, tourists, and Montana residents. The court agreed that a permit allowing the statue to remain served a secular purpose and was not an unconstitutional establishment of religion. I'm Steve Coleman.
The Supreme Court has rejected a gay marriage case from Kentucky. That means a clerk must issue licenses despite her religious beliefs. The worst month in more than 3 years ended today on a down note, the Dow down 114 points. This is AP Radio News. Texas authorities say they have no motive for what they're calling an unprovoked fatal attack on a uniformed sheriff's deputy who had been gassing up his vehicle. Harris County Sheriff Deputy Darren Goforth was shot 15 times.
The gun holds 14 in its magazine and one in the chamber. 15 shell casings, you can do the math.
Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson describes what was seen on the surveillance video.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots. Deputy Goforth hits the ground and then he continues to unload his gun.
A white supremacist found guilty late today of killing three people at two suburban Kansas City Jewish sites said Sieg Heil and gave a Nazi salute to the jury. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.